For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This episode of the Power Ranking Show is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for football, basketball, baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and the easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games that are available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts.
And that, of course, is the voice of @Marcus_Mosher. This is the Power Rankings podcast, a.k.a. the Power Rankings show. And we've got picks to do today. It's our picks podcast. Hopefully you listen to our Power Rankings podcast. Yesterday, Marcus informs me, you guys know that I don't know the lines or the spreads beforehand. I just know that everybody likes to dunk on each other on Twitter. That's all I know going into this podcast. So if you're one of those people, if somebody made a mistake, you can acknowledge their mistake, but please don't dunk on them on Twitter. It's not going to make you feel good. I promise. Just
you can dunk on me on Twitter. It's fine. It's not a big
tell deal. Your friends, whatever, but don't dunk on people on Twitter. But you informed me something about a line. You don't have to tell me which game it is that was kind of surprising today.
Yeah, we've got one of the lowest point totals I think I've ever seen, especially when you consider it's not weather related. We've seen some pretty low lines because of 40-50 mile an hour winds or a lot of snow or a lot of rain. This one is going to be like 55 degrees and sunny, and the point total is shockingly low. I can't wait to talk about it.
What do you think? Do you think Vegas is finally catching on to people? I mean, to maybe that they've been a little high, because you know, some of the picks that we had last week, I picked the under on the Bears and the Panthers and the Colts and the Patriots. Those were my locks. And literally, they didn't even get close. Like, the Colts Patriots didn't even get anywhere close to the total. So do you think this is maybe an overcorrection, or do you think this is actually good prognostication?
I'll save it for when we get to the game, because I think if I give anything more away, you'll know.
Okay, so do you remember the spread on the Giants-Cowboys game last week?
Yes, it turned out to be 18 before kickoff.
Oh my gosh, I thought it was 17. So it got all the way up to, okay. So
the Cowboys still covered, by the way.
All right, so here's something that I thought of while I was talking to my mom about this, and about, you know, like the, and I just checked it right now because I want to be clear. Now I have about 1,000 windows open. So the Giants were that big of underdog because of injuries up front. They've been playing musical chairs in their offensive line, right? Their best tackle even got hurt in this game and then came back. Their best offensive lineman, not their best tackle, their best offensive lineman by far. They were playing Tommy DeVito, who had never started an NFL game before, right? And they've been generally awful the entire year. They got rid of one of their best defensive players, and they're playing the team that's blown out the most teams at home over the last 3 years. That pretty much covers it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So it essentially,
was not really a fair fight going in
there. Right. So essentially, everybody thought the Giants were awful, injured, and had no shot. And they were 18 point underdogs. And it dawned on me that Super Bowl III, when the Jets and Colts played, the one where Joe Namath said, "We're going to win the game, I guarantee it." The Jets were 18 point underdogs in that game as well by Vegas. So Vegas looked at the AFL champion New York Jets the way they look at the Giants from Sunday. Can you believe that? The Jets with these Hall of Fame players, with Joe Namath. It's pretty remarkable, isn't it, that everyone's heard the story of Joe Namath guaranteeing, but this is how cruddy the AFL was thought to be, that they thought the Tommy DeVito Giants that are, what were the Giants' record coming into this week? 2-7?
Something like that.
Yeah. Were as good or should be as big an underdog. Isn't that remarkable when you think about it? The Super Bowl team was that big of underdog.
It is. Should the Cowboys get credit since they covered the spread? Like, should we put in the Ring of Honor or hang a banner? Cowboys covered it in 18-point spread?
Yeah, maybe so. And in case you guys don't know, the Super Bowl III is considered, I would say, with Mike Tyson getting knocked out by Buster Douglas. I'm trying to think of the other huge
40-1 odds in that one.
Yeah. This is considered one of the greatest upsets of all time. And this is why, that Vegas literally looked at the Jets like they looked at the Giants this weekend against the Cowboys. That is remarkable to me. It just dawned on me when I was watching the game, because you never see spreads that high. But let's talk about some more spreads and some more point totals. What's our first game up?
Great Thursday night football game, Bengals at Ravens. The Ravens are 3.5 point favorites.
I think this is going to be a tight game. And first of all, what are we looking at injury-wise for the Bengals? Because they had Hendrickson go down in the game last week. They played without T. Higgins. Jamar Chase was playing injured last week. Where are we at?
First of all, picked up a new Trey Hendrickson card the other day, which
yeah, sweet.
He's actually going to play. Now, I don't know how limited he's going to be, but he will play tonight. No Sam Hubbard, no T. Higgins, which certainly hurts there. And then on the Ravens side, no Marlon Humphrey, no Ronnie Stanley, their left tackle. And I believe Morgan Moses, their right tackle, is very questionable to play as well.
It's a tough one to call. Wouldn't you agree, on a short week?
That's why I lean Baltimore here. Baltimore seems like they're pretty good on a short week. They can be a real pain to play when you don't have a full week to get ready for them. It's at home. I think Baltimore is going to win this game.
I think this is going to be a low scoring game. That's what I think. This should not be a high total at all. This is
46.5.
I'd go under that.
I would go under as well. I think you're going to 24-17 game.
Yeah. If you're going to bet either one of these, first of all, I would walk away from this spread. I wouldn't touch it. And then I would also, I'll pick the Ravens to win outright, even though I don't like that. And I'll take the under on this. So if I were going to bet on anything, I would bet the under. But if you're in your family pool, take the Ravens straight up.
All right, our next one: Steelers at Browns. So a lot of line movement in this one. When before Deshaun Watson was announced that he was out, the Browns were favored by 4. When everybody thought it was going to be PJ Walker, the Browns went down to 2.5-point favorites. When it was announced Dorian Thompson-Robinson would start, Pittsburgh ended up being a 1-point favorite. And over the last 12 hours, the Browns have swung back to being 1-point favorites here at home.
So I already know you're taking the Steelers. So
I was taking the Steelers at +4. So yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm taking the Browns to win this game. And I would call it a mild upset, even though they're favored by a point here, because I know a lot of people like yourself think this is a game that's just the whole season seems to be unfolding just beautifully for Pittsburgh. Yes. But I'm going to give Cleveland a win. I think they step up here with their defense. This game is at home for them. Gave it to Jim Schwartz's defense on this game. I just don't think Pittsburgh can continue to survive with not doing diddly poo for 2.5 quarters on offense forever. Although you've gotten me to believe otherwise on that.
Yeah.
I will take Cleveland here to cover and win this game. This should be another low total.
You want to guess the total here?
Is this the lowest total of the week? I mean, yes. I'm going to go 34.5. I would say 34.5 is what it should be.
32.5.
That's too low. That's too low. I can't do that. I cannot advise that.
Couple things here. Not only are the Browns without Deshaun Watson and Nick Chubb, both lost the season-ending injuries, both of their starting tackles are on the injured reserve list, and their backup, Daywon Jones, who's been playing really well at right tackle, he got hurt 2 weeks ago, not likely to play. So you're down to your 4th and 5th offensive tackles against Pittsburgh, who have one of the best edge duos in the league.
And that's why you're taking Pittsburgh.
I am.
That's all right. I'm going to stick with my Cleveland pick. Yeah. I'm not going to let you sway me.
That's all right. Next one, Raiders at Dolphins. We've got the Dolphins as 13.5 point favorites.
That's a big line. I'm not touching that one either.
I am. I'm taking the Dolphins all day long to cover that spread with ease. I think they win this game by 20-ish points for a couple of reasons. The Raiders are really slow in their secondary. They've got a lot of older veterans. Their linebackers are terribly slow. They're also coming off a Sunday night football game. They're having to go play on the road at 1 o'clock against Miami, who's off a bye. I think the Dolphins boat race them here.
Yeah, they probably do. I'm just not touching it. I'm staying away. But I'll take the Dolphins to win.
All right. Next one, Bears at Lions. The Lions are 8-point favorites.
Yeah. Isn't this game in Detroit?
It is.
Yeah. Give me Detroit to cover that. I know their defense looked really bad last week, but there's a huge difference between playing the Chargers offense and playing this offense. I don't know if any of you have gotten the pleasure of watching the Bears offense this year. But
Justin Fields is back this week.
Hey, great. Yay. I'm still taking the Lions by 8.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Next game.
nice push. Great pushback.
Absolutely fantastic game. Giants at Commanders. The Giants won this game a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
14-7. Now the Commanders are 9-point favorites at home.
Oh, gosh. Why did they make them so high? I mean, I would take Washington to win this game, but by 9 points, you think Tommy DeVito is going to be that bad?
Yeah.
Would you take the Commanders to win by 9?
Yeah, I think I will. The Giants lost 2 cornerbacks on Sunday. One thing that Washington does well is throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, they do. I think
Washington's going
to
win.
I can't make a case for the Giants to cover here. I'm actually with you on this. At least I tried. I gave more of a pushback than you did on the previous game. That's for sure. You just said Justin Fields is playing, and that's it. Great.
Titans at Jags, our next one. Jags are favored by 7 at home after getting embarrassed by the 49ers last week.
I'll take the Jags to cover. Now, this is usually a really close game, or the Titans do play the Jags tough. Over the last few years, these teams, you know, these are regular opponents. They see each other twice a year. A lot of the times, these AFC South games can be really odd. I remember last year, you know, the Jags made the playoffs, but Houston was awful and went into Jacksonville 1. That said, I think the Jags, I always tell you, this is not a game played on paper. I think the Jags are embarrassed about last Sunday. This is another opportunity at home to right the ship. And if you're giving me Trevor Lawrence versus the Titans secondary, I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. Give me the Jags to cover.
I'm with you. I think this is the type of game they bounce back. They score 30-something points, and they remind everybody that they're still the best team in the AFC South outside of the Texans. All right, next one, Cowboys at Panthers, 1 o'clock Eastern game. I want you to guess the spread on this one.
I mean, the Cowboys, see, I would think something like 12.5, but they probably overdid it and made it 14. The problem here is that Dallas just doesn't play like that on the road. And, you know, after a game like this, I could see Dallas being a little bit sloppy, but Carolina just cannot match up with Dallas at all. Especially the big mismatch here is the Carolina offense versus the Dallas defense. Am I saying anything that's not accurate here? Where does Carolina win on offense against the Cowboys defense? Give me the matchup. Just give me one.
They probably don't. No, I don't love Jordan Lewis on Adam Thielen, but you're still talking about a 30-year-old slot receiver. Cowboys,
you're favored over 30. By
10.5. I know, I'm washed. 10.5 in this game. So not as high as you thought. I'm going to take the Cowboys to win, but the Panthers to cover. I think this ends up being like a 27-19 type of game where the Cowboys maybe sleepwalk a little bit in the first half. They win, but they don't cover.
I think you're wrong on that. I think the Cowboys cover 10.5. I do. I would take them to win that game. And I can't, you know, this is another game. It's really hard with the total because I could see this actually being a little bit lower. But what if Dallas gets a bunch of special teams and defensive turnovers, and then they end up scoring 42 on you? And then at the end of the game, they let Carolina drive down the field and get a touchdown. And next thing you know, it's 42-17.
Well, and that's the total's 42, which is yeah. pretty hilarious that you nailed it. So yeah, I would stay away from that total. It's just it's too low. All right, our next game, Elliot, it's another absolute banger. The Chargers at the Packers. Yeah. Chargers, 3-point favorites on the road.
I'll tell you what a banger is Sammy Hagar on Howard Stern with Joe Satriani playing some of Eddie Van Halen's licks. I think they're going to be at the Forum. It's a really great clip. If you like Van Halen, 5150 is a song they play. They play Mean Streets. I know you guys are excited about that. Chargers favored only by 3. Even at Green Bay, I think the Chargers should be able to cover that. I think the Chargers at least win by 3. So if they don't win by more than that, fine. It's a push. Big deal. You got the joy of getting to bet on a game and have fun.
I'm taking the Packers to win out.
I knew you were. I could tell when you have a certain look on your face. I think you're wrong. What possible reason has Jordan Love given you that if Justin Herbert plays pretty well and that offensive line blocks up front, that Green Bay is going to be able to keep up? If Green Bay's defense stifles them, you're right. They could do it.
I just think this Chargers defense can't stop the run at all this year. They were getting blown off the line of scrimmage in that Detroit game. I think Green Bay is going to be able to run the ball. I think they're going to be able to control the clock. I'm taking the Packers to win.
I was really hoping you would say, but Justin Fields is playing.
No, it's Jordan Love.
Go to the next game. I know. It was a callback. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Cardinals at Texans. The Texans are 5-point favorites, and I'm going to take the Cardinals to win outright.
I'm going to take Houston at home to win. I'll take the Cardinals to cover. Obviously, the Cardinals are a totally different team now with Kyler Murray under center. But, you know, you still look through the Cardinals personnel, and you know me. I'm not the one to talk a lot of personnel. Who wows you? Who on the Cardinals jumps out? You remember what you used to ask me about the Patriots? Hey, who do you put on the front of the media guide? Remember you used to ask me that?
Yeah, but now we got Kyler.
If you're not putting Kyler Murray on the media guide, who are you putting? James Conner, who's been hurt?
Hollywood Brown?
Great.
Trey McBride? Great.
Okay.
J.J. Watt?
J.J. Watt, right.
Larry Fitzgerald?
Roy Green?
Hey, I love Roy Green. I don't know if you knew about Roy Green, but he actually switched from defensive back to wide receiver later in his career. I like the Cardinals because I just think that Kyler played really well last week. Houston got talked up so much in the national media. They're going home. I just wouldn't be surprised if they're feeling themselves a little bit and they lose this game outright.
No, and it's really good to see, C.J. Stroud have such a good rookie season. You know, it's not like a deal where you have to switch positions, you know, like, I don't know, like, let's just say Roy Green, who had to start off as a defensive back and kick returner in 79, and they get switched to wide receiver in 81, a guy I don't know anything about. But go ahead. We've got our picks there. We differ just a little bit.
All right. Buccaneers at 49ers. The 49ers are 11.5-point favorites. I'm taking the 49ers to cover this huge spread. I think they're back, baby.
Yeah, I do too. It's a home game for them. Tampa has had some, I got to give Tampa this. They have had some nice road performances. I remember a week 4, they had a really nice little road win against Minnesota. I think they played pretty well against Houston on the road. They kind of got into a shootout and they lost it because C.J. Stroud played literally and Tank Dell out of their mind to win that game. That was one of the more, I think, exciting games of the year, actually. But yeah, no way. I don't think the 49ers are going to get all bloated on themselves either. I don't even know what that means. Sounds weird. But I know that Kyle Shanahan talked about this, that when he finally, on the broadcast last week, that when he finally, or the broadcasters were talking about how Kyle Shanahan had told them that when he finally gave the 49ers credit and said, yeah, we're kind of a good team, they went out and lost 3 in a row. So I don't think they're going to get any full heads here. I hope you all got that word salad. Enjoy. Let's go. Next game.
I like the 49ers to cover. Next one.
Yeah.
Seahawks at Rams. Now, these two teams played in week 1. The Rams destroyed Seattle. It's not going to be the case here. Seattle's going to win this game relatively easy on Sunday.
Seattle at Rams. Now, wait a minute. You told me that you thought the Rams still could maybe make a little push. Why do you think they're going to just win easily?
Well, because Matt Stafford said today about his thumb, he said, can you grip the football? And he said, no, not really, but I'm going to try.
Yeah. Are you surprised Seattle's only a 1-point favorite?
A little bit, but
it should be like 3.5, don't you think?
That's why I think you just take Seattle here. On the money line.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. Go.
All right. Jets at Bills. Bills 7-point favorites in a game that they've got to win to stay alive. Same with the Jets. This is kind of a loser leaves town match in Buffalo.
I'm going to take the Bills to win. There's no way I'm touching that line for either team. The Jets' offense is so awful. I don't know if they'll score a point. But what confidence could you possibly have? Like you said last week with the Bills spread, that, you know, they just, and the Jets beat them earlier this year, and the Jets are better defensively than they are. So I walk away from the total. I picked the Bills straight up. I thought this was the game when you were referring to the lowest point total that you've seen in ever. The point total for this game has got to be at most 38.5, maybe 37.5.
40. We're expecting fireworks in this game.
That's too high. Wouldn't you take the under on that?
Probably, yeah. Because I think the Bills probably win, but if they win, it's going to be like a 23-13 type of game.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't bet on this game at all. We've given you plenty of games to bet on. This is not one of them. Take the Bills straight up in your family league. Next up.
All right. Sunday Night Football. We've got the Minnesota Vikings against the Denver Broncos. Two of the hottest teams in the NFL. Josh Dobbs against Russell Wilson. Broncos, 2.5-point favorites.
I wish this game was in Minnesota.
Yeah, but the Vikings are wearing their cool, like, matte purple colors that I love.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm taking the Broncos in this game, by the way.
I think I have to, too. I think the Broncos win this by a field goal. They're only favored by 2.5. It's a pretty safe pick at home. This is another game where the total, Marcus, needs to be pretty low. If this is anything over like 42.5, you take the under all day, but I don't think it's even that high.
I just can't wait for the Instagram post from Russell Wilson after the game that just says grit.
Grit, yeah. Yeah, streaking.
That's too controversial for Russell. All right, last game. Monday Night Football, you're probably not going to get a better Monday Night Football game than this. We've got the Eagles at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 2.5-point favorites. And I will tell you, I've already bet heavily on the Eagles to win this game outright. I'm not sure this game is going to be close, Elliot.
I think it is, but I'm going to go with you here. At first, I thought about taking the Chiefs because this is the kind of game that Patrick Mahomes, Kelce seem to just pull out of nowhere, and they're at home. At the same time, I just matchup-wise, there's a lot of things I don't like. I will say this. I think Kansas City's defense is going to show up. I don't think Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown are going to have free run and go wild here. So I do think it's going to be a close game, but I like Philadelphia to win. They don't need to cover the spread because Kansas City's favorite.
Yeah, I just don't know how the Chiefs are going to score 30 points to win this game. And I think the Eagles will easily get there. I do. I know the Chiefs defense has been playing really well this year. They've been playing Russell Wilson and Brian Hoyer and Aiden O'Connell, like some really bad quarterbacks. This I don't know. I'm taking the Eagles here.
Okay. They played some decent quarterbacks too. They haven't played all bad quarterbacks, but yeah, I would definitely take Philadelphia.
Justin Fields, they played.
Yeah. Yeah,
they did, actually. So, they gave up 40, or the Chiefs scored 40 points in that game.
All right. Let's review our picks real quick. I got a thought, and then we'll get your final thought.
Okay. Bengals, Ravens. We both like the Ravens to win outright. Maybe stay away from that spread. Steelers, Browns. Elliot's going to be wrong on the Browns this week. I'm picking the Steelers. Raiders, Dolphins. I have no problem at all taking the Dolphins to cover that massive spread. You like the Dolphins to win as well. Bears, Lions. We like the Lions to win and cover. Commanders, Giants. Don't bet on this game, but take the Commanders to win. Titans, Jags. We both like the Jags to win and cover. Cowboys, Panthers. I like the Panthers to cover. You like the Cowboys to win and cover. I'll take the Cowboys to win, I guess. Chargers, Packers. I like the Packers to win. You like the Chargers to win and cover. Cardinals, Texans. You like the Texans to cover. I like the Cardinals to win outright. Bucks, 49ers. We both like the 49ers to win and cover. Seahawks, Rams. We're both taking the Seahawks, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Jets, Bills. We're both begrudgingly taking the Bills to win, but do not bet on that spread at all. No. Vikings, Broncos, we both like the Broncos to win and cover. Eagles, Chiefs, we both like the Eagles to win outright and to cover that spread.
You got it. So here's my final thought, Ben. I already alluded to it in the preamble. We talked offline right before the pod about this. Broadcasters deserve to be criticized when they're not doing their job or something like that. And I'm glad we're at a place in our industry or in this industry and in society where people can be criticized for just not doing their job and not for other reasons that have nothing to do with whether you're doing your job or not. And so I don't agree with people calling or trying to get other players to call other players garbage. I don't agree with people, making up quotes. I don't agree with any of that. But all that being said, going on Twitter and dunking on people who are already taking criticism, I promise you, it's never going to make you feel good. Like I said, you tell people around you or whatever, but it's just negative energy. That's your little note for the week from me. I know it's not totally sports related, but just don't do it. Don't pull a Marcus on Ezekiel Elliott. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Whoa, that's not fair. You're just dunking on me right there.
Yeah, now I'm dunking on you. See, but I always say Marcus does a great job. And Marcus doesn't dunk on other broadcasters on Twitter. So even though I may agree with the sentiment that somebody should do their job the right way and everything, it doesn't mean that you need to go publicly and say that to make it worse for them. There you go. I'm done.
I just beat dunk on referees, but that's different. They're fair.
Yeah, Carl Cheffers, where are you? Come on down.
I didn't mention any names. You did that.
Yeah.
Binovich.
You did that. I only got that name from you. I learned it by watching you. Okay. You have any other thought?
No, that's it. I'm good.
You're good, huh? Okay. Well, that's our podcast for the day. We hope you get some good picks this weekend. Remember, stay away from the ones we tell you to stay away from. They're just not good enough. The Cowboys one, I think you can do, though. But Marcus and Landon McCool will talk about that on Locked On Cowboys. I think Landon thinks they'll cover because I know how these guys think. Remember, Marcus also does the Dynasty podcast for the Locked On Network and covers the Raiders for USA Today. Raiders Wire, where he gleefully talks about them getting blown out by the Dolphins this week. And he writes for the 33rd team. We thank Courtney at Brinks, or excuse me, at in Arizona at Brinks, trying to balance a bunch of things. Thank you so much, Courtney, for your help. I really appreciate it. And we also thank the good folks at Believe and Bet Online. And I think I've thanked enough people. I think we're done. I'm just babbling at this point. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you later.
Broncos country. Let's try.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.